shot that little rascal out, but there are others that have different concerns.
I like to make the plea for it. The bureaucracy isn't always a bad word. It's become one. But we have to have controls. We have to have some guidance and regulation.
Mr. Chairman.
Sir Roberts.
I think that just to say in a little bit different way what the chairman said was that the bill had so many various elements in it that somebody would be in favor of one element but against another and therefore vote against the whole bill because they're against that. So what we were trying to do in the bill was to narrow it down to a few issues that we could then fight for and not have to not be fighting on 12 fronts at one time. So we're just trying to narrow it down to what we thought were the, at this time, certainly essential changes to be made and hope that we could get agreement on some of these other elements in separate bills, voted up or down, but not have the whole thing. We have people take a pot shot there.
We'll be glad to appear on the other side.
Thank you very much.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I like a little equal time here.
You got it.
And, no, I don't agree with necessarily what's in Senate Bill 237 for a variety of reasons, not because I don't want to set some standards. I disagree with the way the thrust and the approach is being taken on marginal land per se basis. I would like to see an exception process by some test that has to be tested for. But that when you have an exception process, that it's possible to arrive at exceptions if you've met the test. I will tell you that it may be that everyone thinks everything's jolly in land use today. I have not received that message, and frankly, I've worked on it pretty hard over the years. And I really believe that we have to show that there is some equity in the situation, and I'm not for just turning everything over to a county commission, particularly because we're dealing really basically what's happening outside urbanization areas. We're really talking about country zoning, control, and what have you. That's what this whole argument is about. But I think we're going to have to design some system that, yeah, we provide for the reform, that we set some standards that it's possible that they meet the test. But so far, I don't think this marginal land approach would meet the test in areas when they say, look, the soil classifications isn't the measurement. The measurement isn't the question of whether an income test, but the real test is if this land is available, it can't be used for other use. What use can you put it to, and is it indeed in the public's interest, public facilities and so forth, that it be used? I get the distinct feeling that someone's under the impression that land use can be designed to use as a franchise or for a setting aside for certain people that already have their country living versus others who may desire to have some of it. I don't think that's what it was set aside for. I think it was set aside for a higher purpose than that. That's all I have to say.
Thank you very much, sir. Nancy Stevens.
Mr. Chairman, I would just like to amend what my husband has said and point out again to also what he has said about individual counties and the guidance. I would warn you, though, that if you're going to use the soils basis 1 through 4, that you can run into various problems on that. And I would agree with Senator Day here, and I've worked with him in the past also on land use and on air pollution over the years. But I would like to say that there are many soils that can be used for different crops, and Jim Marsh can tell you more about that than I can. My husband and I run into the interesting problem of having filbert trees where they grow beautifully on a lower grade of soil or possibly a different class of soil. We get very heavy production from our small orchard in heavy clay soil, so that one of the county commissioners who was speaking to you before might not possibly be quite correct in suggesting certain soil classifications and marginal land. In different areas also, I would like to point out that different amounts of acreage can be used to advantage. For instance, in our area, in Yamhill County, the vineyards are a heavy labor industry. They're heavy, they employ many, many thousands of people. and are a heavy labor-intensive industry, but they do well with less acreage than this farmer who was talking about 700 acres. We ourselves have very small acreage. We're trying to expand. We do need the protection on keeping it farm use only, even in our area, in order to buy more land. We right now are trying to buy more property to expand our filbert orchard. And because the county commissioners have taken certain views of that property, the county commissioners, incidentally, we can't expand very well because that land is being now talked about as view acreage instead of strictly agricultural, which it should be. Some of the other points that they made are just not good where county commissioners are concerned, and I advise you very strongly to give us some protection from them. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice to see you, Nancy.
Okay, we got through. And we will be hearing Friday. We're doing two other bills dealing with Huacheng and uranium mill tailings.
Let me ask you one that kind of disappeared. I wanted to ask you about because we were going to do something on it, and I know DEQ needs that, and that's that sludge thing.
Some
amendments.
Yeah.
And were we going to do something on that?
Yeah, Todd, you want to give us a sludge update?
We have a research person that's working on it. DOE is working on it. DEQ is still working on it, and they're considering some amendments that may make it clear what their function and role is.
Well, the only thing I recall is some of us were concerned that there would be something more than a once a month or once a year test.
I think that's what
they're looking at.
Some
assurance on application where it goes, and DEQ has the authority. And so we're still working.
Yeah, actually,
so I have a little report from the subcommittee on garbage.
Yes.
We got through the amendments and are trying for a second draft. So I knew you'd be just...
So we're still in a holding pattern.
Well, no, we'll... he told me a week from Friday.
Oh, okay.
I can... That's
yeah,
what he,
that'll be enough time?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
Senator Day, if it would be possible if we could get a copy of those amendments to make a matrix and show the difference between the...
Yeah, if I can get my legislature, I just finished. She's going to go back, and she's supposed to have them by Tuesday.
Okay, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Thank
You've
you.
You've been busy recycling that.
Oh, yeah.